Welcome, everyone, to the Transformation Nurse Academy podcast. This is our weekly episode, Talk with Kevin, where we cover topics for all nursing fields with extra emphasis on emergency and critical nursing. Get ready for candid discussions that explore the vast landscape of nursing and beyond.
Welcome, bitches, to the Transformation Nurse Academy podcast. My name is Kevin. I'm your host, and thank you for listening. Today, we are going to talk about some crazy-ass shit. Heather Irene Presidy. So thank you for joining me. If you don't know who Heather Irene Presidy is, holy cow, this lady is off the hook. She is a Pennsylvania nurse, although she's not a nurse anymore, because she just received life in prison. So if you go on, I'll give you a couple of links. I'll give Jane a couple of links. So former Pennsylvania nurse sentenced to life for killing three patients. However, Heather Presidy admitted to intentionally injecting excessive doses of insulin into 22 patients across the Pittsburgh area that we know of. A former Pennsylvania nurse has been sentenced to life imprisonment after admittingly intentionally injecting nearly two dozen of her patients with excessive doses of insulin, killing three of them. But I bet that bitch killed more. Heather Presidy was sentenced on Thursday in a Butler County State Courthouse near Pittsburgh, where nearly 40 of her victims' family members spoke out about her crimes, how they upended their lives, according to the news release that prosecutors issued at the conclusion of the case that highlights how frightening and vulnerable these patients were in the healthcare settings. Elizabeth Simons Ozella, whose mother, Irene Simons, was one of those deadly overdose victims, she said, "We will never forget Presidy." I wouldn't either. That bitch is going to get locked up in jail, and man, is she going to get fucked. Anyway, so that's the story that we're going to be working on. But what I want you to do is, if you can download, I'll give you the link, you can download the affidavit from, if you go to the Board of Nursing in Pennsylvania, you can download it, but I'm going to put the link for Jane to put in our podcast. So I'm reading this here, and one of the affiants is one of the investigators named Stephanie McElhaney, and the other investigator is Kayla Fattini. Those are the two investigators. And during their investigations, they have identified that Presidy, from 2018 until 2023, she's worked at 11 jobs in 5 years. And every job, she has been either disciplined for abusive behavior towards patients and or staff at each facility, resulting in her resigning or being terminated. Now, this is the fucking good nurse live in action in today's world. So why did these people not report her? Employers are mandated reporters to report kooks like this so they don't hurt staff or patients. So why have they not been sued? Why have they not been held accountable? That's what we should write these two investigators. So in 2018 to 2019, she worked at the Encompass Health Rehabilitation Hospital at Harmerville. That's a fucking oxymoron right there. From April to September 2019, she worked at the Allegheny Valley Hospital. September 2019 to January 2020, the Platinum Ridge Center for Rehabilitation and Healing. She didn't heal very fucking much. In February 2020 to April 2020, February, March, April, that's only two fucking months, she worked at the Orchards of Saxonburg. I wonder what happened there. From April 2020 to October 2020. So April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November. Oh, October, that's six fucking months. She only worked at that fucking place. UPMC Passavant. And that's located in Allegheny County, Pennsylvania. From October, again, from October to April, Concordia at Rebecca Core Residence. From April 2021 to February 2022, the Guardian Healthcare she worked at. Holy shit, she wasn't a Guardian. And in March 2022 to May 2022, Woodhaven Care Center. From May 2022 to November 2022, the Quality Life Services. That ain't fucking very funny. And then from November 2022 to December 2022, she worked at the Premier Armstrong Rehabilitation and Nursing Center. And in January 2023 to May 2023, Sunnyvale Rehabilitation and Nursing Center. She was hired as an assistant director of nursing and was employed at the facility from May 2022. Through multiple interviews of the employees and records identified her position within the facility. During her time at the facility, she was placed as interim director of nursing. Holy shit, can you imagine this fucking cuckoo's your DON? She filled both the ADON, the assistant DON, and the DON. And in those facilities, which she was in charge of nursing staff and administrative staff that have to be completed to meet all state and standard guidelines. So that means she's in charge of who's going to report her. So that's the problem right there. So additionally, they addressed any care concerns, conducted internal investigations, investigated abuse allegations, and handled the scheduling nurses. That's the damn problem. So you're the damn boss. I'm telling you, you're abusing me, and I'm going to tell you as a boss, eh, fuck off. You don't like it, go get another job. So you have to have somebody that you can go above. So this other person, her name is Kelly Baran. She's a nurse investigator. And she started investigating this kook. So she said the subject, Heather Presidy, is a white female. I won't tell you her date of birth, but she is from Natrona Heights in Pennsylvania. And she's been a registered nurse since 2018. The family member was attempting to identify if the complaint had been referred to the Pennsylvania Attorney General. And they were unable to effectively negotiate whether their allegation had been rooted. So she'd been reported for quite a while, but nobody apparently did anything. The allegation from the family member and the Pennsylvania Attorney General purported that Presidy was involved in improper administration of insulin to patients under her care at Quality Life Services. So that's where she did. And in the proper administration, the improper administration of insulin is believed to have caused the early deaths of two residents, with a third who suffered medical complications, but was able to survive. So at that place, she almost killed three people. So if you want to read this, like you can go in here, but it talks about, you know, what she did and where she gave the insulin, what the different homes were. But it's crazy. So they were provided with the names of the three residents who were transported from the QLSC to the Butler Memorial Hospital due to hypoglycemia. And it said that the records can confirm the identity of the patients and the shifts worked by Presidy. Their blood sugar was generally above 100. However, they dropped below 100, you know, and started having severe signs and symptoms. The two residents that are now deceased and the third is still living. The first victim is identified as decedent JB. JB is a 55-year-old white male, and he passed away in Butler Memorial Hospital. And after reviewing and conducting the medical records through the information, they learned that JB was not even a diabetic. Holy shit. Like, she must have really been fucking stupid or something. Because if you're not a diabetic, why would you give insulin and shit? I mean, you already know why, but still. Anyway, his cause of death was listed as respiratory failure, recurrent febrile bowel seizures, and other brainstem things. But, you know, we know what caused it. It was the hypoglycemia. Also, JB was transferred two separate occasions for low blood sugar. So not only did she apparently try to kill him once, she probably tried to kill him twice. So if you get a chance, you should go through this record. I'll put the link on here, but it's pretty crazy. If you keep going, they interviewed a Dr. Joshua Hertel. He's an attending physician at Butler Memorial. Dr. Hertel is a hospitalist, and he was at the facility since 2021. And it says, Dr. Hertel was one of the attending physicians for the deceased JB for the hypoglycemic incident. Dr. Hertel stated he began his treatment with the deceased on November 21st, 2022. He stated at the time he reviewed a medical chart which had indicated that JB had been seen in the ER for hypoglycemia. He stated that his sugar levels were in the 20s. And he was profoundly, you know, not responsive. JB was treated with IV dextrose. He stated that there were other medical concerns, but he was referred to the infectious disease for positive UTI, but he just didn't recover. Dr. Hertel stated that in his medical opinion, training, and expertise, the lab results for the deceased JB was indicative of an exogenous insulin administration. That's a fancy word for meaning somebody gave him that shit and they weren't supposed to. So that's the damn problem right there. Nursing facilities had one nurse, either LPN or RN, who conducted the medication passes and provided direct resident care. Certified nursing assistants also additionally assigned to the hallways for the residents, assisting them. Mm-hmm. So that's the problem. Nobody really paid attention. If they did and they reported it, they're reporting it to her, who's the boss. So that's the problem with there. So there's another one. The second patient who died is the labeled JC. JC was an 83-year-old white male, long-term resident on November 19, 2022. Oh, I guess they were roommates. They were suite mates, is what they called them. Their rooms were connected via a Jack and Jill bathroom. But JC, unlike JB, JC was identified as being a non-insulin dependent diabetic. So she picked two people who didn't need insulin to inject them with insulin. So on November 20, 2022, at approximately 7:30 in the morning, it was indicated he had a low blood sugar of 29. He was administered one injection of glucagon. It raised it to 71. He was given an additional dose of glucagon, but his sugar was 63. A third injection of glucagon at 8:20, his glucose was 61. So was she really giving glucagon or were they giving something else? Or did she give so much insulin it didn't really make a difference? So that's the problem. They were unable to raise JC's glucose level. He was transported then to Butler Memorial Hospital. They should have transferred him a long time ago. So, and then they interviewed a certified registered nurse practitioner, Sandra Carroll, who stated that both the deceased JB and JC were sent to the hospital for the same condition within 30 minutes of one another. That sounds suspicious. So I wonder how many times people reported her or didn't report her, and they just kind of turned the other way and let her be a kook and hurt these patients, but didn't report her to the Board of Nursing. So that's the problem I have right there. The third victim is identified as EA, 73-year-old white male. Man, she must hate white males. She either has a dad that she hates, that she wanted to get back at, or she's just a kook, or both. This person, EA, is also a non-insulin diabetic. Oh, no, I take it back. It says he is known as a non-diabetic. So he wasn't even diabetic. A review of the medical records identified Presidy provided direct care to EA. Reviewed the time cards, you know, and showed that she was assigned to the medication cart and that the victim was found seizing in his bed. EA had no known history of seizures, so he probably got insulin and dropped his blood sugar so low he went to a diabetic seizure. He was blood sugar dropped to 11 within an hour. So the RN on duty collected a blood sample. His blood sugar was 73. He was immediately transferred to the hospital where his blood sugar dropped to 11. So from 73 to 11 in 1 hour. She must have gave a huge ass dose. So I don't know what the heck she did, man. This is crazy insane. So, you know, it's hard because these patients had to suffer under her care. And so I don't understand why these nursing supervisors or these facilities did not report her to the board. To me, that is beyond crazy because we are mandated. If you think something's going on, you're mandated to report abnormal behavior of nurses. So let me know what you think. So this Heather Irene Presidy, she's a Pennsylvania nurse. Again, like I said, there's stories all over. She just got sent away for life. But unfortunately, 22 people were hurt. Three died and maybe more that we know of. And so I think that, you know, this is something we should discuss. You know, what did we miss? How many people know her? How many people knew what was going on and didn't say anything? That's what I don't understand. All right, you guys. So I would like to give a little shout out to Mrs. Pat and Robert at Central Valley Medical. They just went this last weekend to Dana Point, and they are working on what's called the RQI, heart code system. So if you'd like more information, visit their website at morethancpr.com, www.morethancpr.com. And pay attention real soon. They're going to talk more about the RQI system, and their company is going to try to roll it out nationwide, starting in the South and stuff. So anyway, let's get some feedback on Mrs. Heather Presidy. I appreciate you guys. I hope that you, you know, had a great time, man. All right, bitches, I appreciate you. Have a great night. I'll see you next week. I know the episode is short, but I've been busy this week, so I love you. Have a good night, man.
Don't miss out. Engage with us weekly. Share your thoughts, and let's transform the nursing landscape together.